At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Here is a fun fact about the history of Side Hustle School as we begin today. When I first began the podcast, or at least when I first had the idea for it, I didn't imagine having advertisers at all. I thought of it as a completely ad-free model. And it was only after I started talking with my good friend Gretchen Rubin, who was starting a podcast imprint, and came to me and said, hey, what do you think about being part of this? And to do that, you work with a network which uses this ad-supported model. I was like, okay, let's give it a try. And I'm so glad I did that because it's allowed the show to be sustainable in a way that absolutely wouldn't have been possible otherwise. So it caused me to change my whole thinking about the process of sponsorship and advertisement and partnership with companies and all that kind of stuff. And so I was thinking about that a bit in the context of today's listener question. We're going to talk about podcast advertising. A listener is frustrated with the low earnings of blog ads. So she has a blog. She'll explain more in her question, but she has a blog, frustrated with what she's been making there, wants to know if the podcast medium pays more. So we'll talk about it and also kind of examine whether that's an accurate comparison or not, et cetera. Also, for anyone starting a podcast, a quick refresher on how to attract advertisers. I continue to hear from people every week with that same question. And so I'm glad you're moving forward. We'll talk about what you need to know. That question's coming up in 30 seconds after this message from our sponsor. Thank you so much, sponsor, and thank you, listeners.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hello, Chris. This is Alyssa, and I just recently found your show and loving the stories and puns. I've had a blog for a while, and I'll be starting a podcast soon. My topic is pretty mainstream, so I'm hoping to reach a good-sized audience. So far, however, I've been disappointed with blog ads. I made $80 last month, which is more than $0, but is there hope for something better with a new medium? In short, is podcast advertising more profitable than blog advertising? Thanks for your advice.
Thank you, Alyssa, for the question, and congratulations on the blog. Congratulations on starting the new podcast. All the things. We have a lot of listeners who haven't started at all, and they'd be happy with making $80. Maybe not forever, but they would love the idea of that as a starting point. So everybody starts somewhere. Now, when we talk about, you know, advertising on a blog versus advertising on a podcast, you know, we have to be careful about this apples to apples comparison, you know, for all kinds of reasons, because they really are different mediums. But just to answer the question directly and to not split hairs too much, well, podcasting is a unique medium in many ways, and it has historically attracted much higher rates, much higher ad rates than blogs or web advertising in general. Like if you're going to buy ads on a website or on a podcast, it's going to cost more on the podcast in terms of the audience that's reached. And this is because of a few reasons, one of which is the intimacy of the medium, the fact that the podcast host usually reads the ads. It all kind of translates to better returns for advertisers. It's also just how this medium has developed over time. Ads are usually considered to be less intrusive than they are elsewhere, at least as long as they don't go on for too long and there's not, you know, too many in any particular episode or whatever. So they do pay more, you know. So yes, apples to apples, podcasting is more profitable. But of course, either way, you need to have an audience. You know, that's what matters more than anything else. It's good that Alyssa has a mainstream topic. You know, advertisers care about audience. Some advice I heard recently was chase the audience, not the money. Like the money will follow if you have the audience. So if you're out there and you're starting a podcast or you want to start a podcast, you're thinking of your long-term plan, a couple things you can do on your website, which, you know, you should have some kind of website. Even if you just have a podcast, there should also be some sort of website that has info about it. Have a page just for advertisers. Like it, make it really clear that you are proactively seeking sponsorship and list the benefits of why it might be a good idea for someone to be your premier sponsor, your inaugural sponsor, let's say. Reach out directly to advertisers you're interested in. I have heard from a number of people that this has worked. Like look for the right contact on LinkedIn, especially if you know it's a sponsor that's advertising on other podcasts. There is a contact for that. Even if that's not the case, I think it's still worth trying. And once you attract a good amount of downloads, and you know, estimates kind of vary as to what that means, but 10,000 downloads an episode is a number that I have heard as like a starting point. You may also want to contact advertising networks that serve as basically middlemen, you know, third parties between podcasters and advertisers. And that's essentially what we do. Like I don't work directly with most of the advertisers or sponsors, just because it's a lot to keep up with. Now, of course, those networks, you know, they take a fee, they take a commission as part of it. So pros and cons to everything, but that's what's worked for us. So I hope that is helpful to Alyssa and anybody else out there who's considering the same kind of thing. Let me know what's going on with you. What are you working on? What are you thinking about? If you've got a question or comment, come to sidehustleschool.com/questions. We will continue to feature them throughout the year, along with updates from other listeners as they launch their projects. Thank you again for joining me today. I hope you'll come back as we begin an all-new month tomorrow. My name is Chris Gillipo. This is Side Hustle School.
From the Onward Project.